نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره. نعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، فإن كل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار، وإنما توعدون لآت وما أنتم بمعجزين. I praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and He's the only one worthy of praise. I seek His help, His guidance, and His forgiveness. I believe in Him and I trust Him. I seek refuge in Almighty Allah from the evil of our passions. Indeed, whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides him to Al-Islam, no one can mislead him after Allah. And whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put him astray, no one can guide him after Allah. I testify openly that there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah Rabbil Alameen. And I testify that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his messenger and the seal of all the prophets. O Muslims, you must know that the best speech is the speech of Almighty Allah, which is the Quran. The best guidance is the course of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is his sunnah. The words of all affairs is innovation and addition to the religion of Islam. Indeed, every addition to the religion of Islam will lead to hellfire. I adjure you as well as myself to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Have the taqwa of Allah and don't die unless you are in a state of Islam. My khutbah today is related to Surah An-Nur. And as we understand, the whole Quran is a nur, alhamdulillah, is a light, is guidance. And we today, inshallah, we're discussing two verses from Surah An-Nur. Surah An-Nur is Surah number 24. The name of the chapter is Light, or the Light. And inshallah, I will try to relate from the Surah about our recent condition. Islam came to deal with practicality, with reality. Islam didn't come to be a theory or to become is something flying in the air. Is not related to us. This book is a book for guidance, and we have to read it, we have to understand it, we have to try to implement it to the best of our ability. Let's look together inshallah and listen to see what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying. Surah An-Nur, Surah number 24, and I choose verse number 11, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ جَاءُوا بِالْإِفْكِ عُصْبَةٌ مِّنْكُمْ لَا تَحْسَبُوهُ شَرًّا لَكُمْ بَلْ هُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ. This is part of the verse. It's so amazing. It's so, subhanallah. Listen what it's saying, what the meaning is. Verily those who brought forth the slander against Aisha, the wife of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, are a group among you, consider it not a bad thing for you, nay, it is good for you. How can be slandering the wife of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which will disturb the Prophet himself sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which will be a disturbance for the whole Muslim community? People talking ill about the wife of the Prophet, accusing the wife of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the Quran coming to tell us that those people is not from outside, they are part of you. But for you as a believers, لا تحسبوه شرا لكم. Don't consider it or take it as something evil or bad for you. How my daughter or my wife can be accused of being a leader of the Muslim community and the Prophet of Allah, and after this the Quran come and tell me, don't consider it to be evil. It is something good for you. And this is what we need to learn, my dear respected brothers and sisters. Whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decreed for you or in you, it is good if you are a true believer. And this is what the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, عجب لأمر المؤمن. Amazing the affair of the believers. وليس ذلك لأحد إلا المؤمن. And this is not for anyone except the believer. Amazing the affair of the believers. Doesn't matter what happened to you, is good or bad, it is good for you. I know what does it mean to receive $1,000. I know what does it mean to have a new child. I know what this means, understand, to have a new car. But losing my job is something good? How can be? Divorce can be something good? How can be? Fire from my job can be good? Anything Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decreed it for you is good for you. How Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying the slander of Aisha, the wife of the Prophet, is not something good. It's something good. Don't consider it to be bad. As a result of the slander of Aisha, the wife of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, now the mention of Aisha came in the Quran. A revelation to be recited and Aisha to be recorded until the day of judgment. When a calamity falls in you, when a disease happened to you, when so-called misfortune happened to you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is purifying you, cleansing you from your sins. Or that Allah elevating you in ranks in paradise and increase your good. So, we have to look to the other side of the calamity. Yes, none of us. The same way that you may love something and it's not good for you. What Allah ends the verse by saying, وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. And Allah knows and you know that. So we need to surrender to the knowledge of Allah and the hikmah of Allah and the wisdom of Allah and to feel, to understand, I am Abdullah. I am Abdullah. Whatever my master wants to do with me, I'm ready to go. Right, left, up, down, poor, rich, sick, healthy, doesn't matter. I am Abdullah. Now when you're ready to submit, now you'll be content. Now you'll be good. You are not going to go crazy. You don't need to go to police street hospital. You don't need to deal with anybody to sit down and make $100 from you and giving you consultation and telling you about some exercise, breathe deeply and think about it and reflect here. No, you don't need it because you are a Muslim, you are a believer. You will take the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with an open heart. And you're happy because Allah will bring something good out of it. And you know that your Lord Almighty Allah, وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. And verily Allah knows and you know not. So brother, where is Aisha? What are you talking about? We have some confusion in the community sometimes now and on. And Jum'ah is not only to talk about, you understand? We need to learn, we need to implement. We need to see what we're doing and look in the view mirror, bad view mirror, and check ourselves and apply this to the Quran and try to understand. Sometimes we get confused, but no problem. We human beings, we can make mistakes. So it's not bad that you made a mistake. What is bad that you continue making the mistake? It's not bad that you made a mistake, but what is bad that you don't learn from the mistake? So we need to reflect when we have something happening, and we have to understand that whatever misunderstanding, whatever confusion, whatever it is still good for us. Now, this confusion happened about the splash program, and some people did and some people didn't, some people said, some people didn't say, all the things. No big deal. Alhamdulillah, we're still alive, a new Jum'ah, and we can restart, spin the wheel again, and some people even call it failure. MashaAllah, we still can smile and say Alhamdulillah, because Allah is the one who determines what is good, what is bad, what is success, what is failure. Let me go to another verse in the same surah. We're going to learn something here now. We're coming to a crucial point and very important point. And this is verse number 62. إنما المؤمنون الذين آمنوا بالله ورسوله وإذا كانوا معه على أمر جامع لم يذهبوا حتى يستأذنوه أولئك حتى يستأذنوه إن الذين يستأذنونك أولئك الذين يؤمنون بالله ورسوله فإذا استأذنوك لبعض شأنهم فأذن لمن شئت منهم واستغفر لهم الله إن الله غفور رحيم. There is something called leadership, collective work. We are not loose, we do whatever. We are guided by direction from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives the guidance to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the Prophet trained and disciplined the Sahaba. Which is the verse is saying, the true believers are only those who believe in the oneness of Almighty Allah and his messenger Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and when they are with him on some common matter, they go not away until they have asked his permission. Verily those who ask your permission, those are who really believe in Allah and his messenger. So if they ask your permission for some affairs of theirs, give permission to whom you will of them and ask Allah for their forgiveness. Truly Allah is also forgiving, most merciful. What does it mean? It teaching us what a leadership, and teaching us when we are together, you don't take a side road and keep going. We working together. We have imam, we have a leader. So those who believe, the true believers, those believe in Allah, believe in his messenger. What else? A matter of belief? No, there is discipline. Islam teaching us discipline. Don't say Sami Allahu liman hamida before the imam raise up and say Sami Allahu liman hamida. Otherwise, take the place of the imam. Don't say assalamu alaikum and end the salah and the imam is saying, say Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad making tashahud. How we can do this? Yes, we don't do it in salah, but out salah we can do it. Why? Because we don't understand that Islam doesn't make difference between mosque and government, between the street and the business. Everything is Islam. قل إن صلاتي ونسكي ومحياي ومماتي لله رب العالمين لا شريك له وبذلك أمرت أن أول المسلمين. We need to understand not the Islam of rituals. Somebody die, make yasin, somebody get married, you read Fatiha, somebody this and this is. But where is the implementation, where is the interaction with the Quran in everyday business? Because they didn't understand Quran when you're selling wine and naked magazine and you're selling old cigarettes. Why? Because they think Islam is only namaz. Islam is not namaz. Namaz is part of Islam. But Islam say my prayer, my sacrifice, my daily activity, and even my death is for Allah, by Allah. And by this I've been commanded. We've been commanded to have a way of Islam. And if they are with the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam on a collective matter, we want to make a school, we want to build a mosque, We want to go to do such and such. So, when we're sitting in a shura, when we're sitting in a meeting, when we are in a collective matter, you are not supposed to take part unless the leader or the imam. You need first to ask a permission. Can I go? I have an appointment. Can I make it? Can I go? Why? Because all of us as together, no individualism in Islam, we are together. So إذا كانوا مع الأمر الجميع لم يذهبوا حتى يستأذنوا. They did not depart until they asked the Prophet first. فإذا استأذنوك لبعض شأنهم, if they ask you permission, O Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, فأذن لمن شئت. He gave permission to some of them. Why? As example, maybe I see that brother Musa is a strong man, like a bodyguard or whatever it is, and now Abdul Sabur want to leave. I say, okay, Abdul Sabur, you can go, but you must stay, because I may be expecting some danger, somebody attacking the mosque. So I say, no, you don't go, but you can go. Now the other person want to go, say, no, Anwar, you sit down here, because we're going to need to type some information to send the email for everybody. You stay, but Yusuf, you can go. We have to learn how we can be with our leaders, with our imams. This is the way how we need to learn and implement the Quran. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam passed away, he died sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But is this implemented to us, applicable to us? Can we sit down with the imam and we discuss a journey or a project, and after this I decide to go? You don't go. You don't go. You have to sit there. And as the matter is decided, فَإِذَا عَزَمْتَ فَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ. When people sit down and discuss and we have shura, we have to respect the things. You don't go over the imam. You don't go before the imam. You do not understand. Keep continuing talking outside because you don't like what the imam did. Because the imam already did what Allah is saying. وشاورهم في الأمر. When 50 people sit in Tuesday class and they discuss a matter and agree about the state, the imam is there, the majority of the shura member is there, and the majority of the Muslims there, and we agree about something, this is it. Everybody else have to stop, and this is it. We go in one direction. This was Quran, this from Surah An-Nur, and we need this Nur, we need this guidance. We need to know how to interact with our daily life according to the Quran. We don't everybody live his own life. Yes, it's a mosque, and somebody says, brother, this masjid belongs to Allah. Yes, this masjid is belong to Allah. This is not my father's mosque. But it belongs to Allah and goes according to the way of Allah, and Allah put some people in charge, and when we're doing something, there is ishura, there is consultation, and there is a leadership, and this is the way how it goes. This, you understand, notion of this is the mosque of Allah, it can be open anytime, I can do this, you do that. These people talking, we need to listen to Allah and His Messenger, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As example, one of the things there, shortcoming heaven, we have a sister that working in the splash, by name Salwa, and some sister, they say, they understand, you're supposed to be the teacher. But because maybe she's 16, 18, whatever, you understand, and they are 30, 40, how are we going to listen to a little girl like this? They start to understand people. Why? It's not about who is in the front. Abu Bakr al-Siddiq was walking on his feet while Usama was in the horse. And Usama was about 18 years old, and he was the leader of the army. And Abu Bakr al-Siddiq was walking. This is the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam put this man as a leader. أخرجوا جيش أسامة. Let the army of Usama go forth. And Abu Bakr Siddiq, who can be better than Abu Bakr Siddiq? After the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, nobody can be better than Abu Bakr Siddiq. But Usama is the leader of the army, and the Amir al-Mu'mineen Abu Bakr Siddiq walking to give him goodbye, walking, and he is the leader. And the rest of the Sahaba, they are under the leadership. So doesn't matter who is the imam, both. And we can see that people are qualified, so we put them in their place. Doesn't matter what is their age. Yeah, I'm married, I have six girls, and this little sister, you understand, she is not even married, she understand how she's going. Okay, now as a result of this, call the people for meeting, nobody coming for meeting. Okay. So brothers and sisters, لا تحسبوه شرا لكم. Don't think that what happened is evil. It is a process of training. It is a means of growing. It is a way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to teach us. And the beauty of the Quran, that how the Sahaba, they fill the Quran, because the Quran used to come according to the occasions. So right away they will understand it and they will memorize it, because it will come as a result of something happening in the Muslim community, so the answer will come. But we don't want to have to wait for something that, alhamdulillah, we have the Quran now, so we need to implement and live the Quran. So inshallah, with this guidance of Surah An-Nur, that we have to try to understand the position of the Imam, and will the Imam take a direction that we need to follow, and to always to be behind the Imam, not to take any one step before the Imam. الحمد لله رب العالمين وأصلي وأسلم على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين. My dear respected brothers and sisters, what we spoken about, and inshallah is not is something evil. Habib, is the third over? People standing outside. As example, we ask, if we want to take over the splash program, how many brothers, and I ask you to close your eyes, so not to be any embarrassment for anybody, how many brothers willing to adopt a child or to sponsor one student? We have about 22 people raise their hands for $400. But when we came to announce we need the money, we have half of this money. And this is not right. وَأَوْفُوا بِالْعَهْدِ إِنَّ الْعَهْدَ كَانَ مَسْئُولًا. Keep the promise, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will question you about your promises. So when we go for a project, assuming that we're going to have at least $9,000, and after this we get, as example, $5,000. This is not fair, and we need to learn. Nobody forces you to raise your hand, but we say decision according the result or the reading from the community. Some of the sisters, they fill applications, and some of the brothers also fill application, but when is the call there, we didn't see any of those people for meetings or for teaching. Some of the brothers with good intention, inshallah, that they went ahead of the Imam and they started the program. And this caused confusion with other people, and it caused some kind of misunderstanding among the people. Some of the Muslims in the mosque, say, have individualism. I.e. they work in their own, their own ideas, their own decisions, their own movement, and all these things is wrong. Alright? So, what we're trying to say, my brothers and sisters, we need to learn how to work together. And whatever happened, alhamdulillah, it's no problem. That child, when he fall in his face, because he doesn't know how to walk, or what he know to crawl, if he continue crawling, it's going to be bad for him. But he have to take the challenge and try to stand up again and again and again. And the mother and the father will help them, giving them a chair to lean in it or holding their hand. This is the way how we grow. So we are not criticizing anybody here, but we're letting you know how we learn from our experience and we learn from our mistakes. Now let me close with the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which is the meaning is, المسلم إذا كان يخالط الناس ويصبر على أذاهم خير من المسلم الذي لا يخالط الناس ولا يصبر على أذاهم. The Prophet of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم says, the Muslim who meets with the others and be patient with their annoyment and disturbance is much better than the Muslim who doesn't meet with the others and he is not patient with them. Yes, everybody can sit down in his house, watching TV, reading the newspaper, being in the jacuzzi or being in the swimming pool. Everything's fine, nice. The moment you come to the mosque, I don't like what you say, he likes, I disagree, you disagree, shout, all this. Yes, It's going to happen. It's going to happen. It's much easier to sit down, enjoy, you understand, your backyard and enjoy that swimming pool. But the Prophet ﷺ said, those who come and mix together, and with the mixing, it's going to be disturbance. Say, so you have to be patient with the disturbance of the others. You'll be better in the sight of Allah. And he said, خَيْرٌ مِّنَ الْمُسْلِمِ الَّذِي لَا يُخَالِطِ النَّاسِ. It's so easy that you stay by yourself. Oh, brother, I have confusion. Any time we go to the mosque, it's always discussion, it's always meeting, it's always disagreeing, and I'm tired of this. No, you need to develop your iman. You need to develop your sabr. This is the problem. You could not go there because the problem is in you, not with them. Because anytime there is a movement, there is a haraka, there is a discussion, it's going to come, some of the things. But this doesn't stop us of continuing doing the work. Therefore, for those who would like to be better in the sight of Allah, they need to continue and come together and to be patient with one another. Let me remind you something, an announcement before I close. Inshallah, by next month, we're going to have the election for Imam, Shura, name it. Therefore, anybody who did not fill application, if you did not fill a membership application, please do so. Doesn't matter how much you work for the community, how much you contribute for the community financially, you still have to fill application. And you can download this from the website of the mosque, inshallah. Last announcement. We have the program, alhamdulillah. We have it in a building there behind the Annex, Broad River or River Drive and Union Street, if you want to go check the program. Alhamdulillah, the program going very well. And we got our own staff. We have two Muslims every day to be there watching and monitoring what is said by anybody there, what has been taught. Some people from the non-Muslims, they teach in math and science and English, and we teaching in Thursday and Friday, we teaching Islamic study and Quran. And we bring them here to the mosque for 2 days, Saturday and Sunday. The program is going very good, alhamdulillah. Due to the fact is that we could not bring the transportation here because the school bus been assigned to the Annex, not to the Masjid al-Muslimin. We could not bring the food program here, breakfast and lunch every day for the children, because DSS assigned it for there, and it has to be specific requirements for the kitchen and those who work in the kitchen. So there is rules and regulation, and also we have short in our fund with our employees, our staff. Some people promised, they did not keep. So for all this reason, we found the best thing that we carry the program there. Some of you donate money, maybe with the understanding it's going to be here, and if it's not here, I need my money back. There's no problem, brothers and sisters. There's no problem. If you want your check, we did not deposit your check until now. And if you want your cash, we did not use the cash so far yet, okay? And we welcome anybody to withdraw their donation if they want. No problem. Like I say, it's a free country. But we still need money. And alhamdulillah, I went to Charlotte, and I collected about 11 or 12,000 from there. But all this is not enough to carry the programming on. Therefore, we, in participation with the Lutheran Church, that we doing the program, and we monitoring the program from 8 o'clock in the morning until 3:30. We have our staff there, we have people teaching Islam there, and alhamdulillah, I don't know what else we can ask. So, if you are not happy, the program is not in the mosque, and you want your donation back, please, kindly, you are not going to have to announce it to everybody. Let me know, I will ask the treasurer to pull your check and give it to you back. Or you can ask Brother Mirza for your donation back with no problem. But alhamdulillah, I am happy with the result, and I am satisfied with Allah's assistance, that He assists us. And some of these kuffar, they watching us while we're making salah there. Some of them even asking about Islam now. And it's so amazing. And I encourage all of you that you go visit sometimes. Alhamdulillah. And I appreciate the experience because I learn what I can do next year. And I appreciate what we have upstairs when I saw their building. So it's a learning experience. But one thing I want to tell you, my brothers. When the imam make consultation, and the imam have discussion, and after this we say we go, you go. But don't say assalamu alaikum from salah before the imam says assalamu alaikum, because this spoil your prayer. And this is not the leadership, not even the way to be as a follower. So let's try to be Muslim in our behavior, in our daily practice, to the best of our ability. And putting our hands together, we can have a better result, inshallah, for ourselves, for the children, for everybody. This is a learning process for me, for the shura, for the community, for everybody. Those who will cry, wash their hands, and run away, this is between them and Allah. But I advise them, come back. Ask Allah's forgiveness that you did assalamu alaikum before the imam, or that you did not do what you promised, because this is not the way how we're supposed to be. Al-Muslim alladhi yukhalit al-nas wa yasbir ala adhahum khayrun min al-Muslim alladhi la yukhalit al-nas wa la yasbir ala adhahum. A Muslim who mix with the others and be patient with their disturbance is much better than the Muslim who doesn't mix with others and he's not patient with them. I beg Allah's forgiveness for my sins and the sins of all the believers. I beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide us in this mosque and guide all the Muslims wherever they are to the true teaching of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If you need any more information about the program, please get in touch with me. Jazakumullah khairan, akum salam.